add a couple of verses what John was saying, Brother John. 2 Corinthians 5, if any man in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Is not speaking about our practice, but our position in that verse, as it was mentioned. So in Christ, God would see me in him as perfect, as he says here in Colossians, that he may present you unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. When God looks at me, he sees Christ. So I'm positionally in Christ. No blame. The perfections of Christ is moved to me. It is just like in the burnt offering. In the burnt offering, the offerer puts his hand on the offering, and the perfections of the offering is moved from the lamb or from the offering to the offerer. It is the other way around of the sin offering. But Christ in you, as it was mentioned, is my testimony, what people see in me. Paul says to the Galatians, when it pleased God, who has chosen me, who had separated me from my mother's womb, and has chosen me to reveal his son in me. I consulted not with flesh and blood. And at the end of the chapter, he says, they glorified God in me. So he was to reveal his son in me before the world. My testimony, my practice. And then they glorified God in me. I just want to comment on the first comments that also John mentioned in the beginning. When God brought them out of Egypt and they crossed all these places, the main object is not just to bring them out, but to bring them in. He says to Moses in Genesis 19, you can open it. You know, when a verse is quoted, it's just as good as reading it. He said, you remember what I have done to the Egyptians? And I bore you on eagle's wings, and I brought you, Exodus 19, and I brought you unto myself. So the main object, what did I say? The main object was not to bring them out of Egypt. That has to be done for him to bring them unto himself. That was the main objective. And then in the same context, he says, if you obey and listen, you will be unto me a peculiar treasure, a kingdom of priests. It didn't happen because they did not obey. But this is God's objective for us, is to be a kingdom of priests. He wants us to come to him. And he has abounded unto us with all these treasures. He has chosen us before the foundation of the world to be holy and without blame before him in love. He has given us all these treasures and all these blessings and asked us to walk accordingly. It is the opposite of what was in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, the covenant was conditional. The blessing was conditional. You do this, you get to be blessed. If you disobey and rebel, you would be cursed. But in New Testament, he has abounded all these unto us in Christ Jesus. And this work of reconciliation that we are reading about is already done. Part of it is not done, as Brother Sam mentioned. The reconciliation of the whole creation. The work is done. It needs no more work. But it would come in the future. If you look at a verse in Romans 8, when it says the whole creation is groaning and waiting for the glorification of the sons of God. So when this happens in Romans 8, Let's read from verse 19. For the earnest expectation of the creation waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creation was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him that has subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. So the reconciliation that he's speaking about in verse 20 is going to come in the millennium when he's going to reconcile all things unto himself. But the work is done. There is no more work is to be done. But the reconciliation of us is already completed. Not by his incarnation, but by the work that he had finished on the cross. Incarnation, as glorious and beautiful as it was not enough for the reconciliation of the believers unto himself. But in verse 18, how he is the head of the body, being the firstborn from the dead. He brings in right away his death and resurrection. And that made him the head of the body. And based on this, all the blessings that we are talking about is based on Christ and the work of Christ that he has accomplished on the cross. And that satisfaction of God for the work that he has done. As he says in verse 22, that he may present you holy, unblameable, unreprovable in his sight. It couldn't be any better. Perfected in the perfect work of Christ. And based on this, he's asking us to walk accordingly. You know, John the Baptist said to them, do work that is meet for repentance. You come and be baptized, the baptism of repentance. And it's a similar thing. We are saved. Saved from the power of sin. And we are to display this in our lives.